Lord says, in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. And maybe there are some feeling lonely, and it's quite possible to be here in this family and still feel lonely. And this is from the Message Bible. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I will give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady and keep a firm grip on you. Now, somebody look after my keys. Perhaps you could look after my keys. Ooh, hanging on the nose. I have a picture of keys as well. So, but I decided in the end that it was better to have a whole bunch of keys. Now, another thing that almost every mum has, and I've lost it, is a phone. And we have a really good picture of a phone. It might be an iPhone, it might be something else. Now, tell me, children, when can you use a phone? Anybody? When can you use a phone?
When you're about to call somebody.
Yep. Anything else? Anybody else tell me when you can use a phone?
When you want to play video games.
Yes, okay. I don't think mums would use a video. Yep. When would you use a phone?
When you're bigger, you don't use a phone.
Yeah.
When you want a text.
When you want a text. Thank you. That's a really good answer. When you're going to text. And, of course, we can use it outside. We can use it inside. We can use it in the car as long as we're not driving. And we can use, can we call any number? If I have my cell phone here, could you call any number to reach my phone? Could you? No, it has to be a special number. And God's number is Jesus. And if we know Jesus as our Savior, we can call him anytime and anywhere. And we don't need one of these. We don't need to worry about whether it's got enough battery life or whether we've got reception. That means whether we can get through. We can talk to him anywhere and any time. Who would like to hold my phone? Would you like to hold my phone? Thank you. Oh, it's all right. I've got plenty more. Caleb, come over here. Can you read the first one for me?
That one?
Yep, this one.
The Bible says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Thank you. And we are going to have a little time, just a very short time of prayer now, with some thanksgiving and prayer. We're going to turn to our neighbors, or you can pray alone, and I will close in a few minutes. And children, if you'd like to just go back to your families just for a few minutes, and then you can come back and help me with what else is in here. And we're going to put some, some things on the board that you can help, you can pray for. Of course, that doesn't limit you. You can pray for anything you like. So if you'd like to turn to your neighbors and just spend some time thanking for mothers, thanking for God for saving us, thanking for that he's always there and his promises. And if you want to continue praying for Fort McMurray, of course, and for anyone who's feeling sad or ill, and anything else that comes into your mind. And I'll close in a few minutes. Alone, afraid, belonging nowhere, you stood beside me, took my hand, and I belonged, was unafraid. Thank you, Lord. Crushed, confused, broken-hearted, you gave me comfort and dried my tears, and I looked up and smiled. Thank you, Lord. Weak, weary, and overburdened, you gave me rest, renewed my strength, and I rose up and ran. Thank you, Lord. Dumb before a waiting crowd and not knowing what to say, you filled my mouth and gave me words. You spoke through me that day. Thank you, Lord. Searching for an answer, not knowing where to look, you cleared my mind and gave me wisdom. Through me, you wrote that book. Thank you, Lord. From the magnificence of creation to my small needs this day, your work deserves our applause. Far exceeding our wildest imaginings, our fondest expectations, our deepest desires. They're perfect, every detail complete, lacking in nothing, and yet you go on and on doing more and more, promising still further perfection, greater majesty, nobler doings. Thank you, Lord. All right, children, let's find out what else is in this bag. There might be something in a minute that you would like. You know what's in? I think we've got somebody who knows what's in. Well, the first thing we're going to look at is a box of tissues. Now, mums don't usually carry a whole box, but I thought it was easier for you to see a whole box. Can you hold the box for me? Thank you. Tissues are used for so many things. Can you tell me what tissues get used for?
Blowing your nose.
Blowing your nose. Very important one.
Drying tears.
Drying tears. Anything else? You're a nosy one. All right. Lots of things. Dealing with sneezes, drying tears, mopping up spills. There was one lady who came to Jesus, and she knew she'd done a lot of bad things. She came to a place, a house, where she knew she wouldn't be invited. These were people who were feeling that they were very good and very important. But she came in, and she knew Jesus was very special. She brought with her a jar of expensive ointment, and she knelt down. She washed Jesus' feet with her tears, dried it with her hair, and poured the ointment over Jesus' feet. The other people who were there were very annoyed. If this man was a prophet, he would know who's touching him, what kind of woman she is. She's a sinner. But Jesus knew why she was doing this, because she loved him and was sorry for her sins. And like this lady, we should confess our sins and say sorry to God when we make mistakes. Sometimes we have to say sorry to mum and dad. Or sometimes we have to say sorry to brothers and sisters. Sometimes mum and dad have to say sorry too. But we all have to say sorry to God. Because like this lady, we do things that are wrong. And we do things wrong every day. And sometimes we do need a tissue. Last week I was telling my class, we were talking about forgiveness, and we were talking about being sorry. Now, I'm not going to tell everybody here what you said, because that wouldn't be fair. But I am going to say what I said. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't spend as much time as I should studying the Bible and talking to God quietly. And for many of us, it's our busyness that causes us to fail him. So we're going to spend a minute or two saying sorry. Dan? You can stay where you are.
Lord, we just know that when sin entered the world, Lord, there was a great chasm that was formed, that you were unreachable, but in your love, you loved us so much that you made a way. And we just are so thankful, Lord, that you loved us first and that you sent your Son to die, and that whosoever should believe on him will have eternal life with you. And we thank you, God, for that. We ask for your forgiveness for the things that we do and look to you in your love and grace and mercy. Amen.
And Caleb has another verse for us. A wonderful verse. One of the first verses I think I ever learned.
The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen. So forgiven, we stand as an example of a forgiven person, and we're now representing God. And if we're representing God, what have we got in here? Let me see. I think you could come and help me. You can come and help me. Come on. So you come and help. I want you. Now, why would a brush and comb Why would a brush and comb be important? Well, a brush and comb are because we're representing God. And we should be all spruced up and ready. Are you spruced up and ready? You're looking very smart this morning. Again, God gives us something to help us. Because every morning when we brush our hair and put on the helmet of salvation, put all on your armor of God, Selah, come here. You don't know which one it is. Come here.
In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Thank you. And now, you come here. Oh, you've got the keys. We'll have you. Come on. Come on. Come on. I've got a special job for you. Yep. Come here, so that everybody can see you. Now, mums don't normally have a little a big mirror like this. They have a little mirror. Now, who can you see in there? You. And tell me. You can hold it. It's all right. Don't need it back just at the moment. Tell me, if I talked to that person in there, would they talk to me?
No.
Why not?
Because they don't talk in a mirror.
They don't talk in a mirror. You're absolutely right. It's just a picture of you, isn't it? Just like a picture. It's an image of you. But you know what? The Bible tells us to be an image of Jesus. Well, that's funny. What do you think that means?
I don't know.
You don't know? Does anybody know? No? You can look after my mirror for me. Thank you. Hmm? Now, you've got to sit down and look at it nicely. All right? Is that possible? We are to be an image of Jesus. We're to reflect Jesus in our lives. Yeah, you know what's in there. I could put it up there. Some of us have pretended. I'm sure all these children have pretended, like our two little girls are pretending to be servant girls, or you might have dressed up as a firefighter or a doctor or Superman or something like that. And you know, grown-ups dress, they don't dress up necessarily, but they do pretend. And they do try to be something that they're not. When I first started teaching, my head of department was a lady who I really admired. She was a fantastic teacher and a lovely Christian lady. So I thought, if I teach like her, then I'll be good. It'll be great. But of course, it doesn't work because she was herself and I'm me. And we can only be ourselves. Being ourselves in Jesus is the very best way to be. Some of you know that I was actually at college with Graham Kendrick, who wrote Shine, Jesus, Shine, and a number of other Christian songs, of course, hundreds of other Christian songs. But one of the songs he wrote, which I remember meant an awful lot to me at the time, had the chorus, "I'm being myself in Jesus, and he's being himself in me. And the life that he gives is the life that I live, and I'm living it naturally." Selah.
And we all, who with unveiled faces reveals the Lord's glory, are beginning transformed into the image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Thank you very much. Now, I've got something in here now which I think might keep everybody's attention. Because, you know, most mums in their purse have... Well, I haven't got gum, but I got candy. Oh, I thought that might get you. And you know what? This candy, afterwards, if your mums allow. Nope, there's nothing in there for you now. If your mums allow, you can have candy when we've finished, all right? But this candy is all different colours. And it's a bit like us, because we're all different too. Every one of us looks different. Yeah, I don't think I see anybody looking the same as anybody else. No, except the person in the mirror there. We all look different. We have different gifts. Now, it's also fruity. And we should be showing the fruit of the Spirit to people, shouldn't we? This is our little reminder. Who can tell me all the fruit of the Spirit? Right. You're going to do it? Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Joy, peace, patience, kindness, love, faith, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
I think we missed one.
Patience.
Well done. Give her a clap. You got them all. Excellent. Extra candy. We all need the fruit of the Spirit. And the only way that we can receive the fruit of the Spirit, of course, is when we ask the Holy Spirit to fill us. Now, Katie. Oh, I think nobody can see you there.
How sweet are you, your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Good girl. You want to stay here? Because you've got one more thing to read, haven't you? Now, for Mum, her refreshment night might not be this. She might not be interested in that. But I have one more thing. If I can find it. What about one of those? Or maybe a Starbucks card or a Blends card. Yeah, one of those. Sometimes we need refreshment. A cup of coffee may not be living water, but we do need something to refresh us every so often. But of course, the Lord has promised us something else, hasn't he, Katie? Come on.
Jesus said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
Well done. Excellent. I think all my readers deserve a clap. We all need refreshing spiritually. And all these things in Mum's purse, and I know there are other things as well. I know there's money. We're nearly there. We're nearly there, boys. You ready? You know what? I think I better. You better just. That's better. Okay. We're nearly there. God showers everything on us by the power of his Holy Spirit. He gives us his promises. He empowers us. So let's just pray. God our Father, once again, we thank you for our blessings. You give us the keys of promise, the freedom to talk to you whenever and wherever we are, and you delight in us talking to you. You take away our sins and give us the armor of God to protect us, helping us to reflect your glory. You refresh us by your Holy Spirit and pour your love on us. We thank you for this reminder of your bag of blessings. Amen. Now, before we move, we're going to have the children help